Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the Mediterranean Sea. The survivors of the shipwrecks were taken to Italy. The Italian Coast Guard says more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. William Spindler is with the UNHCR.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing and unaccounted for.
William Spindler. Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah on four sides ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokeswoman.
Inside Fallujah, we have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped.
Some 800 people have managed to escape. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in last week's U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. This is VOA News. Iran state media said Sunday Iranians will not be able to make the Hajj pilgrimage this year. According to Iran's IRNA news agency, the decision was made following the failure of the two governments to reach an agreement on terms for this year's Hajj. Iran accuses the Saudis of creating obstructions to an agreement. But Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir says the Iranians were demanding privileges and the right to organize some kind of demonstration, demands the Saudis say are unacceptable. Yemeni military officials say 2 days of fighting between Yemeni government forces and Houthi rebels have left at least 48 people dead. The rebels attacked a region between central Marib and Shabwa provinces and were beaten back by loyalist soldiers. Rolling Thunder parade of motorcycles rolled into Washington Sunday to support the U.S. military on the country's Memorial Day weekend. The non-political show of support for American veterans turned into a rally for presumptive American presidential nominee Donald Trump, who cited past support from the motorcycle enthusiasts.
We would have, like, I'd make a speech, and we'd have 500 bikes, we'd have 1,000 bikes. And I said, what are they all doing here? And my people would say, they're here to protect you, Mr. Trump. It's an amazing thing.
As thousands of motorcyclists cheered, Trump vowed to rebuild the U.S. military. He said if he is elected, the U.S. would knock, quote, the hell out of the Islamic State group. Gary Johnson won the Libertarian Party presidential nomination today. Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld was chosen to run as Johnson's running mate. Johnson's candidacy gains attention for his small party at a moment when a majority of Americans have unfavorable opinions of the major party frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. The United States says five peacekeepers were killed in an attack Sunday by militants in central Mali. One other peacekeeper was wounded. No group has taken responsibility for that attack. French President Francois Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel marked the 100-year anniversary of the Battle of Verdun Sunday, laying a wreath at a ceremony in France for the 300,000 soldiers killed.
Verdun lässt uns nicht los. Verdun kann und darf.
Ms. Merkel says Verdun stands for the cruelty and senselessness of war. The two leaders said just as their countries, once enemies, had managed to become close allies, the European Union should pull together to deal with the current migrant crisis and a possible British exit from the EU. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.